First of all, Wayne, give us, Richard especially, an overview of your theory of Mars and what you believe this tie-in might be. And then, of course, Richard has his.
Yeah, Richard was very bold as well to show that these anomalies on Mars appear to be pyramid cities, and there's this face mountain nearby, and then there's this five-sided pyramid also in the vicinity. Three big coincidences only in one close area. And knowing the Earth story, that pyramids seem to reflect the layouts of a very important star area, how hard was it just to look at that photograph, take the Messier 45, which is the Pleiades overlay of the star photograph, and put it over the Mars anomalies? And there's 35 to 40 direct correlations with the most amazing accuracy, small stars matching small anomalies. And, you know, what can one say?
Richard, you've always said it's the geometry.
It definitely is a geometry. Yes. Wayne's book came to me about a year ago, I think, and then I got tied up with a bunch of other things, and I only got about halfway through it. So I really am not in the perfect position to critique all of his data. But I've got to say that the correlations I saw him make with the Earth were very impressive and need to be followed up. And I'm fascinated by his story that all the academics run screaming for the hills when they are confronted with this and will not comment. That's a pattern that we found with our work going back 10, 20 years on Cydonia. And then when he got to the Cydonia part, I must say that his recognition of Cydonia as potentially matching the Pleiades star cluster, which is a cluster of very young stars, or something like 420 million years old, if that, maybe 120, something like that, located less than 500 light years away. It's not the first time that that was proposed. What makes it interesting is that Wayne seems to have correlated and aligned the objects, particularly the face, so that it marks a potential star where his guys in his scenario could have come from. And that is original, and that is interesting, and I think that's certainly worth being followed up.
Wayne, is that pretty accurate?
Yes, basically so, that the Mars face and the five-sided pyramid correlate with sun-like stars at around about 17,000 years ago, very accurately.
The area of Cydonia, Richard, which you, of course, have talked about in the past, and you've said that you believe we may indeed be the Martians. Tell us a little bit about, again, you know, a lot of people know you and know your history with art and Coast to Coast, but there are a lot of new people here who have never heard your Cydonia theory before. Tell us how you came upon it, if you could, and what you started thinking when you saw that face.
Well, the reason that this is important, George, is because there is no one theory from myself or the Enterprise mission and the associates that I worked with. It's a series of theories which we have modified as we have gained new data now almost across a quarter of a century. I began doing this back in 1989. Actually, technically, I started doing it when I saw the images at JPL at that press conference on Monday morning in 1976, when Jerry Soffen, who was the Viking project scientist, trotted out this quirky photo. And he said, you know, look what we found, and everybody giggled. And he said, when we talked about life on Mars, we didn't really mean this. And we took a picture a few hours later, and the whole thing had gone away. And, of course, as an obedient member of the American Press Corps, the Fourth Estate, we all believed NASA back then, and nobody, including myself, asked a single question. Now, the question that I wished I could go back in time and ask, of course, is, Jerry, would you show us the second picture? Because he never did.
He never did.
And in fact, it did not come to light until years later in, I believe it was 79, when Vince DiPietro and Greg Molinar, who were two Lockheed engineers working on a completely separate NASA project as commercial subcontractors on their lunch hour in their spare time, were going through the Viking files, and they did find a second frame, a second image taken of Cydonia of this remarkable face. And what made it suddenly scientific is that image was taken at a much higher sun angle when the right-hand side was clearly visible. And instead of going away, as Jerry Soffen had carefully told us, it in fact confirmed that the face on Mars was a real three-dimensional something. And what was really interesting to me, and my first hint that our friendly local neighborhood space agency may not always tell us the truth, is that Vince and Greg found this second image completely misfiled in a part of the Viking archive that no one, unless they were assiduously looking, would ever have found this image in, which meant it had to have been deliberately buried so no one could find the replicating, compelling evidence that something on Mars was not natural. And my thoughts when I saw this, when I saw the two side by side, it was, well, why hasn't anybody followed up on this? Isn't NASA, the NASA that I used to work for as a consultant, the NASA that I covered, you know, for CBS and other mainstream news agencies, isn't this the agency supposed to be asking the key questions? Don't they go to Congress every year and ask for money somewhere, somehow, somewhen to look for life out there? How could they have passed this up? And, of course, 25 years later, I can tell you exactly how they passed it up, George. They wanted to pass
it
up.
They wanted to.
They dare not tell us because of all the implications that comes from my work and a lot of other people's work, and tonight from Wayne's work.
I want to read just a few paragraphs here in Wayne's book, The Hidden Records, about you, Richard, and he devotes a lot of time and a lot of chapters to you in terms of Mars, but let me read you just a few paragraphs here. It said, I finally stumbled on a copy of Monuments of Mars, almost kneeled over when turning to the page displaying the much-anticipated image the media was raving about. At first glance at the full-page spread of Cydonia would reveal the utterly unthinkable. It was similar to the image you saw opening this chapter. There was absolutely no doubt in my mind that a pyramid star map was in contention here. In a shocking breakthrough that superseded any finding so far for me, it was almost as if I were looking directly at the stars of the Pleiades themselves, ruins on another planet, encapsulating all the findings related to my pyramid star map hypothesis here on Earth. And what also struck me was that the Mars star map displayed an architectural position with precision which seemed to demand that the pyramid configuration representing the stars displayed slight geometric improvements in its layout. And it goes on and on where he talks about the face on Mars. Wayne, is this something that you think may be historical if we ever found out what was on that planet?
Yeah, I think it's up to a mission to go to Cydonia and look at the building blocks. For heaven's sakes, I mean, Richard will tell you the same thing. All the high-resolution images of the face anomaly, the five-sided pyramid anomaly, have a debris field that has rocks that are very oblong-shaped by the millions, and they're all no bigger than 5 meters in size. Now, surely, you know, isn't this weird kind of geology? It's only on the Cydonia anomalies. What's going on?